Republican and Democratic organizers in Ohio are locked in a struggle over who can vote this Tuesday. GOP leaders want the right to challenge would-be voters at the polls. They say they want to weed out any prospective voters who are illegally registered. Democrats call the state's challenge process unconstitutional. They worry that a large number of challenges will discourage voters from waiting in line at polling stations. Janet Babin of member station WCPN reports on a Cleveland election board that's trying to prepare its poll workers to face the challenge.
Until last week, Ohio election boards were planning pre-election hearings on thousands of voter registrations that Republicans had called into question. But federal lawsuits have held up the hearings, making any challenges at the polls even more important for the GOP. While Ohio law permits poll challengers to question a voter's eligibility, the law was rarely used until this year. Now, thousands of people are being enlisted to do just that. While Republicans generally support the challenges, the state's GOP leaders are sending out mixed messages on them. Last week, Ohio's Secretary of State recommended challengers for either party be barred from the polling place. But the state's attorney general disagreed. And with just a few days left to direct what at best may be controlled chaos, Cleveland area elections director Michael Vu decided not to wait for state instruction.
I just want to say a few words. I just want to welcome everyone here to the challengers and witnesses training session.
In a spacious fourth floor elections boardroom, Michael Vu and his staff told the group that if the courts uphold current state law, poll challengers will be restricted to a few questions. They can ask a poll worker whether a voter is a citizen, whether they've been a resident of the county or the precinct for less than 30 days, or whether they're old enough to cast a ballot. Board official Fran Lally warned the group that challengers can't talk directly to voters or question them indiscriminately without reasonable cause.
This board will take swift and appropriate action should a challenger interfere with a person's constitutional right to cast a ballot. And that could include removal from the polling location on election day and possible referral to the prosecutor's office following the election.
But the rules were unclear to attorney Sandy McNair, representing nonpartisan voting advocacy groups. He worries that challengers could question each voter at a precinct, claiming the query was for just cause.
I mean, how many does it take for a challenger to be thrown out? I mean, is it three? Is it two? Are there any internal guidelines?
County attorney Reno Orodini had the answer.
They should have a reasonable basis for their challenge. If they don't have a reasonable basis and they do it time after time, they'll be excluded.
It's local precinct judges who would ultimately decide whether voters are disqualified. The bipartisan session was designed to train key members of both parties so they could in turn train their challengers. But it was mostly Democrats like Doreen Schreiber who showed up, and she said she'd already received instruction from her party.
Republicans have made it very, very clear that they are there to challenge voters. And my role as a Democratic designated challenger is to try to make sure that everybody who has the right to vote gets that chance.
One of the two Republican Party members at the training was state GOP spokesman Jeff Flint, who said the party is holding its own private training sessions.
Our training is being conducted by the lawyers, we think, with the best knowledge of Ohio and national election law. They understand the law and can read it, and they're doing the training for our people.
The unprecedented number of challengers signed up to work the polls on Election Day has spurred several lawsuits. One filed last week by civil rights activists alleges that the challengers could intimidate minority voters. Another filed by Democrats calls the entire process unconstitutional. But even if the courts rule to bar partisan poll challengers, a decision that could come as early as tomorrow, there's another little-used procedure available. Under Ohio's election laws, any legal voter can question another at the polling place if they suspect fraud. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in Cleveland.